If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com. Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm L'Oreal. I thought we were singing it.
And Reason is here with us. What's up, Reason?
What up? How y'all doing?
Hello.
Yeah, I like that you have like a fresh cut and your beard is good and you got the little, what is this line called?
With the goatee? That's the little juice catcher. That's what that is.
A juice catcher.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
similar to the dream catcher.
Yeah. I just call it a goatee, but I guess, learn something new every day.
Well, I'm glad to know that you perform oral sex on women.
Clearly.
Oh yeah, I think that every man should if you want to keep your woman.
Absolutely.
That's not what DJ Khaled said.
You should teach a class on that. You should teach like a webinar.
You remember the first time you did that? Like, did you know what you were doing?
I do, and I think I was trash. But my girl
you
at the
probably
time,
were.
She pumped me up. Yeah, I probably was. She pumped me up, though. But I was rash. It was in a movie theater. That was the very first time I did it.
You got on the floor on your knees in the movie theater?
Nah, it was a movie that nobody, you know how you had a movies that nobody's in? So, like, you can have the entire row. So, she just laid down like that. And that was the first time I did it.
That's why movie theaters were closed during coronavirus quarantine because of people like you.
Because people wouldn't think it
was wild. So how did you know she was trash? Because I ain't going to lie, there's nothing worse than a guy that's like kind of trash at eating pussy.
No, I said I think I was trash. She covered it up for my feelings, I feel like. But I think I was, like, now that I know what I'm doing, I feel like I was trash.
So when was the turning point for you? When did you know, like, all right, I got this?
I feel like the turning point for me was when I actually started like paying attention to pornos and being like, oh, like you're supposed to, you know, stay here on this clip spot. And you could also, you know, do this with your hands while you do. So that's when I kind of started figuring it out. And then when you start getting that like decapitating feeling, then you start knowing that you're actually doing something. So, yeah. And that was something that I wasn't getting at first. So then I was like, all these bitches been lying to me this whole time.
Well, we know.
I'm glad that you tried to master that because I think that is important. Yeah. Did you also swim to the butt?
No, that was something that I did way later.
I was about to say, that was quick.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying you do that too. Okay.
Yeah, what about the first time you got?
Now I do, yes. But
what about the first time you got head? Did you?
How was that?
Looking back on the same thing, it was trash. Like, I thought it was the greatest thing in the world, but once again, like, it was trash, though. I was, like, 17, though. I started late, like, in comparison to all my homies. That's what I'm saying, yeah. In comparison to all my homies, like, my homies was fucking at, like, 13, 14.
That's not old. You were being fast.
Yeah. You were dry humping?
I was doing anything that I could do to get close. What's crazy is that, so I started late in comparison to my homies. And so I remember when 40-Year-Old Virgin came out, that shit was like a horror movie for me because I didn't have sex yet. And I was like, this is about to be me. Like, all of my homies already lost their shit, and this is about to be me. So, yeah.
Did you bust quick the first time you had sex?
Like 2 minutes. Very quick.
Was it all that you hoped and you dreamed it would be?
It wasn't actually. Like, I was like, I felt like I did something wrong or something like that. That's how I felt. And then the second round we went, it was a little bit longer. It was probably like 10 or 15 minutes or something like that.
The first time is always terrible.
First time is always bad. Yeah, it's always
bad. Was it her first time?
No, it wasn't her first time. And I'm actually thankful that I'm probably one of the few men that, like, I'd rather, like, a girl be experienced. Like, my whole rule is, like, I don't care about your number. I don't care what you've done as long as I don't know the niggas you did it with. But I'd take somebody experienced that got a higher body count over somebody that is holding this invisible title of whatever their body count is. And it's like you're born. You get what I'm saying? Like,
what if she's been with more rappers than DJ Khaled?
You know what?
But what if they're all friends then? Because hopefully DJ Khaled hasn't been with them that kind of way.
As long as it's not the homies, we good.
You know what? I took a guy's virginity once, and it was not a good experience. First of all, he didn't tell me he was a virgin. And so he put the condom on, and he put it in, and he came like right away. And I didn't know if something happened, like, if he didn't put it on right. And he was mad. He like sat there like angry, and then he like
he was probably ashamed of himself. You know, like women, this is one thing that y'all do. Women will like make you feel bad when you don't perform. Like, men are way nicer. Like, if a woman's sex isn't that good, a man will like pump you up, moan, tell you it's good. So like,
get it, girl.
You get what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? A little pat on the back. Like,
right.
If it's not good, y'all let a nigga know right away. Like, and I just feel like that's like a little harsh. You know
what I mean? We lie sometimes too.
Listen, like, women do lie, but even when women lie, your body, body is going to tell the truth.
Exactly.
The body language and the wetness or the lack thereof, the engagement.
And I also feel like women only lie if you like the person. Like, if it's on some, like, I met you out and you know what I mean? Like, you caught me on the right night. Let's have sex. And then it's trash. Like, a woman is definitely going to let you know.
I'm never going to lie. I've never lied and I'm never going to lie. If it's
terrible. You've never lied to a man and told him.
Never.
I never told him that it was good when it wasn't. And I never told him that I came when I didn't.
I definitely pretend to have an orgasm.
I've lied many times.
I like lying sex. That's
I think it's the polite thing to do.
Make it more fun,
I'm not lying.
I like
what about her?
You gonna earn this praise?
Would you tell her if her pussy stinks?
I'm too nice. I wouldn't, but I definitely will I've faked a nut before for sure, and got up out of there because it's like, it's just too much. So you do like a little grab and shake and act like you came, and then you get up out of there, a little grab and shake, and then
grab
you just,
and shake.
Yeah.
But if she's like, there's nothing in the condom.
You got to take the first off. You're not supposed to let a woman take your condom anyway, because you don't know what women are trying to do these days. So you're not supposed to let a woman take your condom anyway. So she shouldn't even know. You should just pull out, take it off, and then, you know what I mean, go get rid of it.
But do you cut her off, or do you give her another chance? Like, if you're like, well, maybe that was just a bad day, or you just like, that's it for her.
It depends.
Oh, if the pussy stinks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, if it stinks.
Is it over forever?
If I like her, I'll give her one more chance to just be like, maybe I caught her on the wrong day. But if I don't like her, then I'm going to just act like, you know what I mean? I'm going to just continue to dodge her until she gets the point.
You guys' dicks ever stink?
Yes.
Yeah, if it's sweaty. If it's sweaty.
The uncircumcised ones sometimes.
Oh, yeah, I don't know nothing about that.
It's like, I'm circumcised.
Yeah,
I've experienced that before. A guy was uncircumcised, and when he got naked and I got close enough to catch the aroma, I was like, oh,
that's nasty.
That's magma.
Yeah.
I didn't go forward with the
situation. That sounds super nasty.
I cut that real short.
But did you ever know that you were funky and you still like mess with a girl, or like you knew you wasn't all the way fresh?
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I for sure have. But I'm also the type that I'll try to like tell you like, yo, like I need to take a shower or something first. But there's also girls out there that if you tell them that, they just keep going. You get what I'm saying? So if I tell somebody that and they keep going, then it's like, it's off of me. Like I did my part. Like,
if a dude stop you, you gotta be like, he must be.
Like, stop. You know,
I would think he just fucked someone else.
You said you would think that, oh, that's
I'd be like, yeah.
Now, Reason, have you ever fucked two girls back to back and not told the other, the second girl, that you just had sex?
I've definitely done that for sure. Yeah, which is not one of my more proud moments, but I've definitely done that for sure.
But like, not even a bird bath or nothing?
It'll always be because I've done it more than once. So let me just get that out of the way. But
yeah, you're so ashamed.
It'll always
a little wash up and down in between.
Ashamed and honest are two different things. Yeah, I'm honest and I'm
okay.
Ashamed. Listen, as long as you didn't leave the same condom on like Young Dro did, you are right.
Nah, that's what? That's
He forgot to take the condom off.
I'm not even gonna speculate on how that happened. But I always would at least take a bird bath, but it's still like not cool to do that though. You get what I'm saying? Like, women have a lot more going on, so it's not that's inconsiderate to do something
like
that.
Y'all got some shit going on down there.
You got schmagma.
He's circumcised, so he shouldn't get schmagma.
Yeah,
some people get it still, right?
What is schmagma? I'm not.
It's like the white, crusty, dried up stuff under your inside your penis. If you're not circumcised and you pull the hood back. And then there's
it's dick dirt.
It's
they call it dick cheese.
Dick dirt. That's crazy. Yeah, I don't know about that. Yeah.
Now I want to ask everybody, because you talk about this, if you had, say, 24 hours to live, what are some things that you would do that you haven't had a chance to do yet?
Well, I made a whole song about it.
I know you did.
Yeah,
and I know people got mad at you for that. People just
take things too serious. What was crazy to me was that like, some of Ari Lennox fans got mad and like Ari joked with me about it. So I'm like, how are y'all mad if the person that I'm talking about isn't like me and Ari? But and I didn't really name anybody that like I either named people that I didn't care about my relationship with or that I had a great relationship with. You get what I'm saying? So I'm like, people know like Ari's the homegirl. Like it's just, you know what I mean?
We love
it's just
her. Fun.
The funny thing is that people that listen to that are named in that song are probably like, which category do I fall in?
Very
different categories.
Like, but
either I really like you or I really don't care.
Or I don't like
Exactly.
But clearly you like SZA and Ari and you want
to see them. Yeah, no, of course. Exactly. Of course. Like, I hold them to a very, very high standard of respect. You know what I'm saying? But they're also both two very attractive black women, too. You know what I'm saying? So if I had 24 hours to live, like, this is like my honest but joking, you get what I'm saying, standpoint.
You think that Drake was wrong for mentioning that he dated SZA?
I think it was a little unplayer. I'm not going to lie. Like, I think it was a little unplayer. But at the same time, I don't know the context of what, like, conversation they had before that. You get what I'm saying? Like, I do think he should have did his homework a little bit as far as the years, because that didn't line up.
Yeah.
But SZA came through and cleaned it up for him. You get what I'm saying? Like, so I do think he should have did his homework on that. But yeah, I just think it was a little unplayer, but I didn't think he did nothing that he said nothing that was too, you know, disrespectful or crazy. Yeah. So
have you ever lied about a relationship that you had and like
not lied on your dick?
No, I've actually never lied on my dick. That's actually one thing that I don't like. It's hard for me to respect niggas that like lie on their dick. That's one thing.
But not lie as far as adding something.
Taking away, omitting.
Ooh, like, I didn't hit that.
Oh, omitting. Oh yeah, I've definitely done that to when women have asked me like my body.
That's lying on your dick.
Yeah, you lied.
Is that lying on your dick though?
Kind of.
To me, lying on your dick is like when you say you fuck somebody that you didn't fuck. You get what I'm saying?
Well, that's lying on your dick too.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a reverse lie.
Got you. Okay, well then in that case, yes, I've lied on my dick then. Yeah. I thought it was only like...
Were you ashamed? Why didn't you want to claim that one?
I'm not ashamed.
Was it somebody you shouldn't have been with?
Nah, it was more like when you first meet a girl and then they ask you that question and you like, I don't know if you're ready for that real answer yet. You get what I'm saying? Okay. Like, it's not that I'm ashamed of it. It's more of like, I like you when we just met. So I don't know if you're completely ready for that complete answer. Because I had a long, extensive hostage. You get what I'm saying? So,
How long did that hostage last?
Right, yeah.
Like, inquiring mind.
3.5 years, something like that. Yeah, like 3.5 years.
Like, how?
Some people live their whole life. So,
that's what I'm saying. That's not bad. Yeah, I was wilding, though. Like, I'm not gonna lie. I was really, really wilding.
Like, what's wilding?
Wilding is like I was consistently every week, like, fucking like multiple bitches, like four to five women like a week. You know, I'm trying to stop saying bitches. It's a bad habit. But yeah, women. I was consistently having sex with like four or five women a week.
Where were you meeting these bitches?
Bitch fast.
Anywhere, bitch social fast. Media, going out. I was going out like 3 times a week. Like I was newly out of a relationship. So I was in a relationship for almost 10 years. So I was like newly out of a relationship. And
I'm
so
sorry, did you say 10 or 2?
10. Almost 10.
Ten, like 2 hands.
Oh, I heard 2.
Yeah, yeah, 10.
Yeah, almost 10. It was more.
You know what?
Yeah.
That is my theory, though. Before you finish, like, guys, when they get out of relationships, they try to, like, mask their...
That's how we get over it. No, for sure, for sure. We bury ourselves. Like, that's the easiest way for us. Because, see, what men struggle with, and I still struggle with, is that we're not good at, like, talking about our feelings. Like, it's funny because, like, we joke about how women have girl night. But girls' night is actually healthy when you think about it. It's actually very healthy to get together with people that you love that's not going to judge you and talk about, you know, all the issues that you have and stuff like that.
Sometimes they judge, though.
Yeah, sometimes. Well, yeah. Sometimes they judge. Niggas don't do that. You know what I mean? Like, we don't really do that. So I feel like, you know, we don't really talk about our feelings and whatnot. So all we do is we just bury ourselves in a bunch of women. You get what I'm saying? Like, that's our way of trying to kind of get through it or whatever, which is also not healthy. You know what I mean? But, yeah. Niggas definitely.
That's so funny. I was just telling my friend that because he was saying how he just broke up with his girl and he's good. And blah. I was like, yeah, because y'all don't even like feel it till maybe like a year later, maybe longer than that. And then you come back and you're like, damn, now I done did all this and I kind of missed my girl. And I feel like that happens.
Or you feel it like right after you nut. Like that's usually how men feel it. So like if you have sex with another girl and then you nut and then she's still there and now you're thinking about the girl that you know what I mean? You're not. That's when you feel it as a man. And then, like, your only, like, thought is to try to, like, meet up with another chick. Like, that way you can stop. Like, and I know it's not healthy at all, but that's how you, you be like, okay, well, I wasn't thinking about her for the last 2 hours. You get what I'm saying? So maybe if I chill with another chick, I won't be thinking about her again for, like, another couple hours.
Did you try to get her back or were you the breaker-upper?
Nah, I left. I felt like, I just felt like, and I know this is cliche, but I feel like we just kind of outgrew each other. Like, I still love her, even to this day, like, as far as, like, as a friend, like, that's somebody that I'm super close with. But we just weren't going, like, in the same direction as far as goals and ambitions and stuff like that. So, yeah.
You know what I appreciate on this album? Did a song about how difficult it is for women who are artists to be in this business.
Oh, yeah.
It's a conversation me and L'Oreal have had because, you know, L'Oreal is a rapper again because she stopped for a little while.
On again, off again.
On again, off again. But it is difficult because if you're not fucking, like, it's like you can't, it's a no-win situation. If you're not fucking, they don't want you around. And if you are, then... Yeah.
1,000%. Like, it's pros and cons to it. The pros for women, which is why I think that women make incredible managers if it's a woman that's going to put her business first and not do nothing to taint her name, which even that sucks because it's like, I know I'm getting off track, but it's like, as a guy manager, you can fuck whoever you want. It don't taint your name. You get what I'm saying? But if you're a female as a manager and you manage, and even if you're an incredible manager, you fuck somebody, it taints your name. And now people are not taking you seriously as a manager. So even that is messed up. But as a woman though, it's like, the pros is that you can get in the room with almost anybody. You get what I'm saying? If you're attracted.
That's what I always say.
Exactly. The con is that you never know why you're in the room. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, you don't know every manager you meet. You don't know if he's blowing smoke or if he just want to fuck. Every artist that you meet, you don't know if he's blowing smoke. You never know. And it's a very difficult thing to kind of navigate. And then if you don't fuck the wrong person, now you get blackballed from a bunch of situations because you was the girl that didn't fuck. You know what I mean? And I felt like it was something that I really wanted to touch on because, you know, I have, my sister was a singer. She quit for the same reasons because of that whole situation. You know, Rhapsody is one of my favorite rappers of all time. I feel like Rhapsody should be bigger. I feel like part of the reason why she's not is because of these standards and a lot of different women that are, you know, super, super talented. So I felt like it was something I had to touch on.
I had a question about that record and was more regarding towards you. Have you ever slept with a woman and then lost respect for her after?
I've never slept with a woman and lost respect with her because I slept with her. It's more about in how I slept with her, if that makes sense. So it's like, there have been women that have like, I've slept with them after like they, like I didn't intend to sleep with them and they may have been like fucking one of my close homies or something like that. And then they like fuck me to try to get back at him. It's like, now I know that like vengeance and vice is in your heart. And so it's like, I lose respect for you as a person. You get what I'm saying? Right. Like not from a sleeping standpoint, but just for, you would be that vengeful and that viceful to be able to do that. You get what I'm saying?
Like, but if it's quick.
What do you mean?
Like what if you, quick? Like, yes, as far as like y'all meet and you have sex fairly quickly.
Nah, that doesn't like, but that's what I'm saying. I'm probably one of the only niggas that look at the whole women having sex thing differently. Like, I don't feel like me personally, like even to like, I got, I have three best friends that are females. And I even tell them like, only have sex with a nigga because you want to have sex with them. But I tell them like, if you want to have sex with them on the first night, have sex with them on the first night. If you want to wait, you know what I mean? Wait, just understand what that all entails. So, but I'm never going to feel no type of way about a woman having sex with people that she wants to have sex with. The women that I feel some type of way with are the women that can just get talked into having sex with everybody. Like to me, that is what is quote unquote a hoe. If anybody can talk you out of your drawers, then you a hoe. Cause now you're not doing what you want to do. You're doing whatever
you want. But you know what though? I would say women sometimes could feel a lot of pressure. You know,
oh yeah, 1,000%. Yeah.
And I do see that a lot. Like a lot of women sometimes might do things just because they feel like, okay, I have to do this in order to make this happen for myself. And it is hard. Like I see it happen all the time.
Well, and I'm speaking more on just like women that are just casually dating. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's like, if you're a woman that like, and I get it, life happens sometimes, but if you're a woman that like consistently every single time you meet a dude or whatever the case may be, you're like, okay, I don't want to fuck him. And then every single time this nigga's able to talk you into fucking him, it's like, at some point you got to have some self-control. Like if that's not what you want to do, you get what I'm saying?
Have you ever had sex with somebody and not really wanted to, but just did it anyway?
Only if I'm like faded. Like that's the only way. Like I'm very good at getting out of sex if I'm not faded.
Yeah. How do you get out of, as a man? Like women, we have like, oh, I got a headache. Oh, I'm on my period. Oh,
I always got my period, child.
How do you get out of sex if you don't want to do it? Because you can't say you're in your period.
Like, yeah, nah. For me, well, this is the thing. I'm not gonna be chilling with you if I don't want to have sex with you. But now, if I meet you on Instagram or something like that, if I meet you up on Instagram and then you get there and you don't look the way that I thought that you looked, then I'm very, very good for the, oh shit, I got to make this run real quick and then drive around the corner and come back. Like I'm super, super good for that. So yeah, that's my period, is to drive around the corner.
How many times has that happened to you? Like the catfish?
You'll be surprised. This happened quite a bit. I had one chick, I'm not going to even say her name, but she literally, she would only post old pictures of herself. And I actually had a long talk with her after this because I was just talking to her about like self-value and self-worth. But
that sounded like a therapy session.
I felt like I needed to, because she was like blaming me for it. So basically she showed up and she was essentially like 50 pounds heavier than she was like on her Instagram. You get what I'm saying? Like even the pictures she would send me were like clearly from years ago. You get what I'm saying? Right. So she hopped out the car very, very, you know, big. And, you know, shout outs to those who like that, but I don't. And so, you know, she, and on top, this is the funny, but she actually hopped out like with some Doritos. I don't know why, that's just funny. Wow.
Were they Cool Ranch or were they baked Doritos?
Because that matters.
There was the spicy nachos, but it's just...
Oh, no, that's some fat shit. Oh, look, you have some fat shit, Gigi.
Why are you showing up with this jumbo bag of Doritos and you already know you can't?
It was a jumbo bag.
It was to share. It was to share
with you, yeah.
Nah, it's like, come on. Right?
This is so random that you just said that because I never eat Doritos. You know that. And the other day, I had to film something and all they had was like Doritos as a snack. And it was my first time eating Doritos in years. Now I'm a little ashamed.
I feel like that's kid chips.
Yeah, I just hopped out with the family size. And so I did the little, you know, swing around the corner real quick. But then later on, when she kept on trying to link with me, I kept dodging her. And she wrote me like this long message basically saying like, you know, how like, you know, it's men like me that are why like women have such a hard time dating. And so then I just was like, okay, well then like, let's have that conversation then. You know what I mean? Like,
you open it up. Let's keep it real.
Exactly. Like clearly you're sending me pictures from 3 years ago. Clearly you don't like the way that you look. You know what I'm saying? So if you don't like the way that you look,
why should
you have every event? Because she was a beautiful girl. Like in the face, she was beautiful. She was just really big. And so I just told her, you know, clearly you don't like the way you look. You need to do something about it or you can't be upset. When you can't send me a false picture and then be upset when I then don't want to hang out with you. You get what I'm saying? Like, or if you cool with how you look, send the way you look. That way you can attract niggas that like the way you look.
How did she respond?
Like, first, she was really mad and she blocked me. But then a month later, she actually unblocked me and hit me up and told me thank you. She was like, none of my friends ever had that conversation with me. I always do it. but it felt, you know what I mean? It felt like it hurt, but like I needed to hear that or whatever.
So did the conversation encourage her to lose weight?
I don't know, because I don't keep in contact with her like that.
But hopefully it did. Yeah.
I love the fact that you responded, because a lot of people probably would have just let her leave that, send that long ass message and not say anything.
Yeah, nah, I'm not.
But like, the fact that you were like, let's talk about it.
Yeah, I'm just like, let's talk about it. And I have a lot of women in my life. Like, I hold women at a very high standard, just because of how many women I have in my life. Like, I know a lot of niggas have quote unquote female best friends. I have like 3 or 4, and I haven't fucked any of them. You get what I'm saying? Like, these are like genuine women in my life. You know, I have a sister, a mom, cousins. Like, so I feel like there's a lot of conversations that men don't have with women simply out of fear, because men always want to protect women. So we're scared to hurt women. So we lie to women a lot.
Right, yeah, not always. Some men.
Some men shooting out here. Is that wait, what?
That is true. Never mind. Yeah. But yeah, I feel like men need to have more honest conversations like that with women. So yeah.
Jeez. Now let's talk about some things you just discussed on the album. So yeah, it seems like you were going to have a baby, mm-hmm, and then did the woman, you said she didn't believe in abortion.
Yeah.
So what?
And I knew that coming into it.
And this is your ex that you were with for almost 10 years.
This wasn't my ex. This was somebody else. Yeah. I knew that coming into it, that she didn't believe in abortions, and unfortunately, we was having unprotected sex. I told her to get off of me. I did, and she was like, "It's fine. It's fine."
Hold on, slow down.
You got raped.
I'm serious.
So you just told her, "Get off of me."
I was just like, "Yo, like I'm about to nut, like, you know."
Oh,
I mean?
that type of get off of me.
Yeah, like I'm about to nut, like move so I can nut.
And not nut in you.
Exactly. And, you know, she told me she knew her cycle or whatever the case may be. And that just didn't end up being the case. But we were super cool. You know what I mean? And so I knew coming into it that she didn't really believe in that. So when we started to have those conversations, the reason why I talk about it on my album is because I felt a little ashamed about that, because I didn't tell her to give it, but I was like leading in conversations, you get what I'm saying? Like, and I do feel like it should be a woman's choice completely. Like, I think that men should have the honest conversation of where they're at and how I feel about it, but I don't necessarily think that I should be persuading in that. I think I should just be giving you how I feel about it and let you make the decision.
And then be supportive of whatever that decision is.
Exactly. But I do want to be clear that if she would have kept it, I would have rocked with it. Like, I'm not, one thing I don't respect is a nigga that don't take care of his kids. So I would have rocked with it regardless, but I was definitely very persuading in that conversation, trying to get her to have an abortion.
Mm. So have you ever, so did you really like, because I feel like it's really hard to, right when you're about to come, be like, get off. That shit never really.
Yeah, like my pullout game was trash for a very long time. I had to really like,
work on it.
Like, my pullout game was super trash. But it's because my first relationship, we always had unprotected sex. So once I became single, like, A, it wasn't in my habits to have condoms, which is really bad. And then B, it wasn't in my habits to pull out. And that's a very bad combination to not. Yeah, exactly.
Have you ever had somebody lie and say that they were pregnant, but they weren't?
I did. And I was hot. Me and that girl, we don't speak no more.
Like, I hope not.
Wait, did you give her money?
No, she was also dumb. She sent me a picture of a pregnancy test, and when I Googled pregnancy test, it was the first picture that came up.
Oh my God.
I'm like, at least scroll to like the fifth page or something like that. It was literally the very first picture that popped up on Google, and I'm just like, so I got into a big argument with her and I blocked her, so we don't talk no more. Yeah.
Has the pussy changed since you signed to TDE?
1,000%. Yeah. Absolutely. Which is
quality, right?
Like, quality. Yeah, quality, quantity. It's like women that, it's crazy because it's like women that, like, I was getting hit up by women that, like, legitimately, like, full-blown curved me. Like, not even, like, I don't got a shot. Like, they not even, like, giving me a shot in hell. And they was, like, on my line, like, blowing me up. Like, you know what I mean? Even apologizing, like, hey, you know, I was just in a weird space in my life at that time. You know what I mean? I wasn't emotionally available and this and this. And
did you fuck any of them?
That's the moment you've been waiting for. Yeah. That's like when you lose in the finals and you come back to the finals.
Like, you like, it's okay. Come on over here and sit on his dick.
So you get the payback sex, and then if it's not incredible, then you just dip, and that's like your last like little revenge or whatever the case may be. It's like,
and if it is incredible.
I tell everybody, good pussy is undefeated. Like, no matter how I felt before, like, the situation coming into it, like, that changes.
Keep it in the Rolodex.
Exactly. Yeah, so you just add it to the roster.
Now, let me ask you about the song Windows wow. Cry that you ended the album with, right? Because you were very honest about how you felt about TDE, some of the things that you might have had some reservations about, you know, just because... You know the relationships everybody had, you know, Dave Free, Top Dog, J-Rock, Kendrick, all of that. And then you signed. Were you in the room when you played, like when, say, Top Dog heard that for the first time or any of the guys?
I was. I was in the room when Top heard it. So Top, his son Musa, and J-Rock. So those were the three that I was in the room with when they heard it for the first time. But honestly, I wasn't about to play it for him at first. My producer Cal Banks told me to. So it was a song that I made. Like, I make music as like therapeutical, because like I said earlier, like, I don't know how to talk about things. I struggle with that, you know what I mean? So I make music about it, and it was a song that I was just supposed to make and then just put it away. Now I can close that because I talked about it finally, you know what I mean? And Cal was the one that pushed me to play it, and surprisingly, like, they all loved it. Rock was drunk at the time, and so he like went into this drunk rant about how he felt about it, but he respected it though, you know what I mean? But the drunk rant was ultimately like, nigga, we love you, you know, we glad you're here, you don't gotta have none of those, you know what I mean, apprehensions or whatever the case may be. And then Top was the one, I wasn't gonna put it out. Gossip was supposed to be the last song on the project. And Top called me and was like, what was that record that you was talking shit about all of us on? Like, you know? He was like, yeah,
play that shit.
Outro. Yeah, he was like, you should make that the outro. So that's honestly how that ended up happening. Yeah.
Nice.
And you also have a record that has Kendrick, but he's only on the ad-libs. Now, how did that work out? And, you know, I know you did say that you did try to push for more. So what was the conversation like?
It was really like, I kind of like subtly pushed for more. Like, I think if I would have actually wanted him to do a verse, I do think that he would have did a verse, because Dot fucks with the camp super tough. It was more of like, this was early and one of those times where I was kind of like nervous when talking to Dot, because it's Kendrick Lamar, you know what I mean? And so I just didn't want to be too pushy, and I talked to him about the ad-libs and he agreed to do the ad-libs, and it was more like, fuck, I should have asked for a verse, you get what I'm saying? Like, one of those type of conversations. But I was still cool with it though, because I liked both of my verses, and I just felt like, you know, I'm a big fan of Win and then Wild Freestyle and how Dot's voice adds to records, right? You know what I mean? So I was like, he's still gonna sound super super fire over this, you know what I mean? So I just really wanted to at least get the ad-libs. But if I could go back, I would like directly ask for a verse. I was just kind of leading to it. Like, you know, if you want to do anything more, it's like, nigga, just ask. Like, you know what I mean? And he probably would have did it.
I'm super slow because I was listening to the record and I'm like, wow, Kendrick is really rubbing off on him with these athletes.
He sounds just like Kendrick.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God.
Like him.
Doing all the swag. You got the whole
thing. So now, I want to slide back to something we was talking about earlier, right? And you was talking about eating booty. And you said you did that way later. Ooh. I always feel like guys who eat booty, you also do anal.
No, I don't do anal. I think
you don't, because I feel like that's what you're prepping for.
I don't think so.
Good, hot and ready.
Way to look at it, but nah, I don't understand why I would want to do anal if like I have a perfectly good vagina right next to it. Like, I don't understand it. I don't.
But then why you eating butt?
When you that's got a perfectly good pussy.
That's for her. Like, if a girl came out and said that she don't like that, then I'm not going to, like,
But you know, some girls like anal.
Some girls do. And that girl would not be for me, personally. But, like, this is the thing. It's like, I enjoy eating pussy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I enjoy that. Anal is like, if I eat your ass, it's because I'm doing it for you. You get what I'm saying? Like, I know that you enjoy
it. It doesn't do nothing for you.
It don't do nothing for me. You get what I'm saying? Like, if I just eat a girl's ass, I'm not going to get hard. If I eat a girl's pussy, I'm going to get hard. You get what I'm saying? Like, it's two different things.
Has it ever tasted weird in her butt? Like, I think she ain't wiped good.
Nah, I always, like, do the little smell first. You do, like, the little smell to, like, you get what I'm saying? So, like, you go down and kind of, like, back up and you smell a little bit. If you can smell anything at all, then you just, that's just uncharted waters. You just leave it
alone. So, nobody's ever asked you to do anal?
I had one girl that asked me to do it, and I just told her that I'm just not for it. You know what I mean? Like, and then she was like, you know, what if we were in a relationship and I wanted to do anal, and that's not something that you would, you know, bend on or nothing like that. And I just told her, I was like, if I was married to somebody, I would consider it, but just for a girlfriend, like, that's not, if that's what you want, you can't do without it. And you could just, you know, you can go find somebody that does that. That's not
what if she wants to eat your ass?
I'm like weird.
Keep it real. It. That's a yes.
I'm weird about it. That's what I'm saying. I'm weird about it because it's like, it's one of those things where it's like, girls have gone too low and whatnot, and I can't
going too low.
Like, yeah, like they go too low, like they look in the balls and they go too low or whatever, and so it's like I'm not gonna like stop you or nothing like that, but at the same time I'm never gonna like put my legs up and let you my like, you know what I'm saying, I'm never gonna be right. That nigga, you get what I'm saying, but
hate,
you
know, to see that niggas. Picture on media, yeah. Take out with your legs
that's,
up in the air, holding
thing.
Your toes like this.
I've heard stories about niggas though, like I've heard stories about niggas that, you know what I mean, that's their thing, so to each his own. Yeah, to each his own. Have y'all eaten a guy's ass out?
Man, I've had one guy try to make me do it, kind of, and I like thought about it. I was right there, and I couldn't all the way do it, and that was the only time.
He touched her button, and she was like, "Fuck no, this is done."
I just, you know what? I'm gonna be honest, like, and then it made me, I don't know.
Right, go ahead, go. Weird. It made you what?
Well, I just felt weird because the only guy that's ever tried to make me do that, he spent a majority of his childhood like in jail from when he was like 17 until he was in jail for like 8 years. And so that was the only person that ever like really tried it. And so.
Did he like anal? Did he like anal too? Like,
I've never done anal. So
okay, gotcha.
I can't say.
Gotcha. Yeah.
But I don't think I would have did it with him. His dick was huge. There's no way, I think, for the first
time. Oh yeah, you got to have a limit somewhere.
Yeah, like, you got to have a small dick.
I feel like that's a weird medium. Like, that's not a weird conversation for a nigga to ask you to like eat his ass. It's not like a weird.
He didn't ask me. He just tried to like push your ass.
Yeah, you know they do the body language. They do the nudge.
The first time I did it, that's what happened to me. The guy kind of just was like,
yeah, and I kind of almost, I was right there, but then I just
lift the balls out the way.
I was like, what are you doing?
I'm a germaphobe too. Like certain things, like look. Say I nibble on your ear and I feel like it tastes a little waxy.
Then you definitely again. Not throw, licking your ass.
Nah, I feel that. Yeah, that's a weird conversation to me. Like, even if I liked it, I don't know how I would ask a girl to, you know what I'm saying, like, do that. Yeah.
I hate when people lick my ear.
They don't really ask.
You don't like that?
No, licking my ear. It's like too wet.
Spot. Yeah.
For real?
Yeah,
I like neck, but like
my neck right here and then my ear. That's like my spot. Yeah.
My ear.
That's your kneecap.
Like I can't hear now.
What about your kneecaps?
You can't hear?
Yeah, I can't hear. Like your tongue all in there. Like, it sound like the ocean.
What are you listening for? Like,
well, I don't know, but I can't hear now for a while.
What about your balls? You like having your balls sucked or licked?
I do, but I don't like when girls like aggressively suck my balls, like, and then it's like it starts to feel like they're like shifting. Like I don't
be
like
gentle.
That. It's like, yeah,
you
like
definitely so, have to be very gentle. You have to treat the balls like Fabergé eggs. You have to like
Fabergé eggs. Yeah,
yeah, because of this show, like it's ruined my life. Like one time I was having sex and I like went to go, you know, grab the guy's balls and he thought I was reaching for his ass and he like jumped and he's like, I know how you do. And I'm like, no, I'm not like that. I'm not like that. Don't believe that.
Used to finger everybody in the butt. When she
I
was
did. I used to like, when I gave
did
head
you ask
or whatever.
If they were cool with it at first?
No, that ruins the mood. What are you supposed to say? Can the finger go in now?
For the ass, yes.
No.
I just feel like that's that.
You got to do it while you're giving head. So it's just like, boop, and then he doesn't.
He's not going to, I think guys aren't going to say anything. Like they're, you know, they're not going to discuss it either, right? Like,
yeah, you just act like it didn't happen. Like,
yeah.
As a nigga, you just got to act like it didn't happen.
Until you get an argument.
I don't know about that, but I know that I do know from girls going too low that you just act like it didn't happen. You know what I'm saying? That's, when you playing the finger game, you just don't put your finger down on that.
You don't
like
mention it until you get in an argument. Like, shut up, nigga. That's why I had you riding my fucking finger.
Right.
Now, Reason, you talk about having some anxiety and everything to even put this project out. So.
Yeah.
You feel confident now because people love it, obviously. Yeah. We enjoy it. We enjoy it a lot. So how did it feel like to finally go ahead and release this?
It felt good. I feel like more of the anxiety, like I knew the music was good. I'm not gonna lie, I didn't know how well people would receive it just because, and I'm sure you could relate, L'Oreal, like when you're making music, you sit with it so long that like you start to second guess certain records and if, you know what I mean, they're good enough to be in the public.
Right.
So I knew people would like, you know, the music, but I didn't know that it would take the way that it's taken. I didn't know, you know what I mean, that people would love it as much as they have, which is a really dope feeling. But I think a lot of the anxiety came from how honest I am on the project. Like, yes. I talk about a lot of real situations with people that I'm close to in real life. And, you know, even talking about my ex, like, this is somebody that, you know, I was with for a long time. And even talking about, you know, our situation, it was a little, it created some anxiety for me because I'm like, I don't know how people will feel when these records are out there. You know what I mean? And I don't even know how people will judge me. Even talking about abortion, it's like, I can get killed for that. And I know that there's a chance of, you know, the feminist community on Twitter just fucking attacking me. And I'm just like, you know, but I don't want to sacrifice the honesty and the truth in the music. So that's really where my anxiety came from. Was,
and there's the pressure too of this being the only TDE released this year in 2020.
Exactly. So I knew all the eyes would be on me. You know what I mean? So it was definitely like a situation that made me super, super nervous, but it's dope though. Like it gave me more confidence going forward. I'm like, I can really dive into like personal shit now, because if they took to this, you know what I mean? Then that means I can, there's a lot of shit I didn't talk about. And I can actually go there. You know,
one of your family members got upset with you for something you said in a previous project, and you talked about that on there. I love that because it was kind of like you talked about it more, and then you apologized.
I feel like the apology should be as big as the disrespect. You know what I mean? And when I went through that with him, he was in a very bad place, and I talked about it, and he wasn't himself, and I made that record before I signed with the label, but I never made it thinking that millions of people were going to hear it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I was this nigga with 2,000 followers on Instagram. I'm like, you know, the homies are here, but that'll be it. And then I get signed and they like, we want this to be a single. I'm like, oh shit. Wow. Like, this is not, you know what I mean? Cool. And I could tell it bothered him. Like, every show that I had that he was there, he always walked out of my shows when that song would play. Like, he couldn't even face that situation. You know what I mean? And but he also did appreciate how many people would, anytime a fan would hit me up telling me that that record changed their life and that it made them feel better, I would send it to him. That way he knows, like, you know, your trials and tribulations, you shouldn't be embarrassed about them. You know, people go through this type of
shit.
That's
right.
And so, you know, that made him feel better about it. And then when I played him the record on the project, Slow Down, he just cried and he was just like, thank you. Like, you know what I mean? He just really appreciated that. So that felt good. Yeah.
And you had good intentions. I think intent matters so much. It's not like you were trying to play him. Right.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, I wasn't trying to hurt him. Like, that's like my brother. Like, it's my cousin, but you know, you had that close cousin. Like, I got a twin brother. We always called him like our triplet. You get what I'm saying? So that's like my brother. So he knew it was nothing but love, but it still came off a certain type of way. It's like, we have family that didn't know that he was doing drugs. And it's like, now everybody know you're doing drugs. Like, so. Right.
That's how you get help though.
No, 1,000%. Yeah. He's bounced back. Like, tough. I actually recently just lost my aunt, his mom, so rest in peace to her. Okay. But he's just one of the strongest people I know. Like, he's been through so much when it comes to, you know, going through that addiction. He was stabbed like 9 times, survived that, got into a car accident, like had a bunch of broken bones, survived that, like now losing his mom, and he's just always pushing through. Like, he's honestly like inspiration for me. It's like, I know if like I'm complaining about shit I go through, it's like, this nigga is, you know what I mean? He's been through it and he's still fighting. You know what I mean? So shout out to him.
Now, let me ask you, because this got a lot of press too. Logic, right? You and Logic not getting along and everything. And then you saw he was open about his issues and battles he was having and him retiring. Yeah. So where do you stand on that now?
That was one of those situations. And I think I talked about this, that like I do regret putting that out. Like, I made that song like a year and a half ago. And where I was standing on it at that point was that Logic was one of my favorite rappers, and I felt like he wasn't being vocal enough about Black Lives Matter. A lot of people feel like I was talking about he's stealing from the culture, from hip hop, and I was more saying, like, you're a black man. Every interview, that's what you talk about, is the fact that you're a black man, and now we need black voices, and I don't hear you. That's what I was talking about. You get what I'm saying? But because I didn't explain it enough on the record, and I just kind of touched on it because I just be rapping sometimes.
Right.
You know, and then I put it out. But I don't think none of us looked at it that way. Like, even all of us, and then like my manager, none of us thought it was going to go the way that it went. And the reason why I regret it is because, A, I didn't read the room. Like, when I wrote it, he wasn't retired. Now he's retired. You know what I mean? And B, it was a line that I breezed over that I forgot it was even in the line, honestly, until people started to react about it. So I regret it because it's like, I'm completely fine with getting killed on Twitter. I'm completely fine. I'm not scared of cancel culture. Yeah, I'm not scared of cancel culture. But if I'm gonna get canceled, I want to get canceled for shit I believe in. I want people to be mad at me for things that that I stand on so proudly, like the Mac Miller thing. Like, I stand on that proudly. Like, be mad at me if you want about what I said about Mac, but this needs to be addressed. Like the industry is killing our artists. Like, they are not caring about us. They're not, you know what I mean, putting us at a focal point. I'm cool with getting canceled for that, but it's like Logic, like, I don't want to fucking get canceled for Logic.
Yeah, like, don't do that.
Yeah, exactly. It's just not important enough. And I'm
have you ever dated a white woman?
No, I can only date black women. That's
why.
Have you
ever had sex with a white woman?
I had sex with one, and I did the grab and shake and got out of there. It was just too weird. Like, yeah, she screamed like, give me that big black cock. And then,
whoa.
And
I
was, yeah, she said, give weird. Me that big black cock.
Yeah. I'm going to wow. use that. And
okay, so that's okay if a black weird. Woman says it, but if a white woman says it.
Well, it was also the situation. I was in college, and I went to college in Iowa, so I was like one of like five black people Ooh. In my school.
Oh, yeah. So, you were definitely so like...
She was targeting you.
Yeah, like that mixed with that, it felt like a Get Out movie. Like, so at that point, it's like, it's just weird. And even like to me, like, I've only had that experience with one white woman. Like, the rhythm is off. Like, white women, white people don't have sex the same way we do rhythm wise. They kiss different. Everything is just different.
Did she slap you?
She didn't slap me. Oh, okay. She was just like overly, like, I like noise and moans, but she was like, it felt like I was like killing her to a point to where I'm like, I don't know if I should stop or not. Like,
you
I don't
probably
know.
Was.
Like, I'm not sure. That big black cock. And then she screamed to give me that big black cock. And I was just like, yeah, I'm cool. Like, I'm out of here. I was already going soft after that. Like, I was just like, I'm out of here.
So that is a like weird thing to say.
Yeah, I act like I came and got out of there. But that's the only time that I ever like slept outside my race. I don't know. I don't find women outside my race. Like, you have to be extreme. You have to have black features for me to find you attractive if you're not black, honestly.
Like, more than an ass too, right?
Yeah, like, it gotta be like, if you're a Latino, but you got that like black swag, and like, you know, maybe your lips are a little bit bigger, you kind of like carry yourself black, cool, like, you know what I mean, I'm rocking with it, you know what I mean? But like, if it's not, like, I just love black women, like, I can't really go nowhere else, to be honest with you.
You think you might get back together with your ex?
No, for sure, no, like, yeah.
Do you get jealous when she dates anyone else?
I think she's dating somebody right now, to be honest with you. Like, she's dated a couple of people, and we even talk about that. Like, me and her, like, we have a good relationship. Like, we talk mm-hmm. about, like the niggas that she go through issues with and stuff like that. It's dope to have a relationship with somebody after y'all break up, when y'all can really be on the same page, because then you can have, like, full-blown, honest conversations about shit y'all went through. You get what I'm saying? Right. So now, it's like, she talks to me about a lot of stuff. She, like, you used to tell me this and this and this, like, and now niggas do it. And I'm like, I hate when these niggas do that shit. Like, I understand that now. You know what I mean? And then, and vice versa on my end, I'm like, I was always lying to you. Like, about, like, I was like,
oh my God.
I was one of those liars that, like, I don't even got to lie. I'm just lying. Like, I'm just putting it out.
What's wrong with you?
Does she ever say that she was that y'all didn't break up?
Yeah, she's still healing from it. Like, I did that thing that women do where you kind of like start emotionally leaving before you leave.
Oh,
so when I left,
definitely do that.
Yeah, exactly. Women good for that. They're just ghosts and it'd be over with. So when I left, I was already like removed.
He was over it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
We can like, definitely relate to that.
Exactly. And she wasn't. You get what I'm saying? So for her, it's been, you know, a little bit longer of a process. But we're both definitely in the same space where it's like we know that we're not going to be back together and we're really good friends on that. So I feel like, you know what I mean? She's doing her thing. And honestly, I honestly feel like since I left her life, I feel like her life has gotten better. One of the reasons we broke up is because... She was too wrapped up into the relationship. You get what I'm saying? So
right.
She couldn't focus. You know what I mean? And
right.
So she would just like not progress. You get what I'm saying? Because if it wasn't the relationship, she's the type of person, she could be making six figures, new crib, new car. And if me and her on a bad term, she like, my life is over. Everything
is
like,
you know what I mean? Is she a Virgo? Vice versa.
No, she's an Aquarius. I think all Aquarius women besides her are like a little insane. Besides
me
like,
too. Yeah, I think the same thing.
She's an Aquarius. Yeah, she's
not your mom, but everybody else.
you look forward to being married. I saw you posted your dad and his girlfriend on, you know, I thought crazy. That was really sweet, but I'm sure that's something you look forward to at some point.
Yeah, no, 100%. It's definitely something that, but I also have a weird thing about marriage where I feel like marriage is for the woman. That's my personal opinion. Like, I feel like for men, I feel like once I know I'm gonna be with you for the rest of my life, I don't need marriage or a ring, you know what I mean, to confirm that. But I also know that, you know, you have to provide that security for a woman, and you have to show her, if you do feel that way, like marriage is the way that you show that, you know what I mean? And so it's something that I look forward to, because I want to show that person that, like, you're the one for me, not necessarily to being married, if that makes sense.
Are you in a relationship now?
Yeah, I am.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
How long has that been going on?
Like close to 2 years, something like that.
Close to 2 years.
Yeah.
It's funny. We quarantined together?
We did. And it's funny. She had COVID. And then I let her quarantine with me. So I just thought I was going to get COVID, and I never got it. But yeah, we quarantined together for a while. And then once, you know, niggas left that quarantine shit a long time ago. Like, it was over with. After the first month, niggas was like, fuck that, I'm out the house.
Yeah.
So yeah. Yeah.
So are you in love?
I am. It's a, like, I've never been in a situation like this, as far as like where we're completely different in like raising. Like, she's a Jehovah's Witness, so it's a lot of different things that she brings to the table that I'm not used to, and then things I bring to the table that she's not used to. But it's dope because it's not traditional. And every other situation I've been in, relationship or dating before this, has been traditional. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's dope because we make up kind of our own rules about the shit that we doing. So that,
so you don't get her nothing for her birthday or nothing?
All of a sudden she want to celebrate birthdays.
Of course. That's not what Jehovah told her.
Yeah, I talked to her about that all the time. Like, all of a sudden you think birthdays are the most important. Like, you ain't never celebrated this shit when you was a kid. Why you want to celebrate it now? Like,
all right. That's why.
Exactly. So, but yeah, so it's definitely a transition, but it's dope though. It's cool. Yeah.
All right. Well, we appreciate you. I know you got to go, yes, but we do appreciate you taking it. You were actually very fun.
Yeah.
Thank you. I like conversation. It's weird. I really love conversations with women. Like, I wish we could do this in person. You get what I'm saying? Because I feel like there's so many, like, once I'm done making music, I do want to have like a podcast or something with women, because I feel like those dynamics don't like really cross too often. It's either men talking a bunch of dog shit or women that really, really hate their experiences with men. And it's never like a crossing the conversation. So yeah.
Well, you're always invited here, and we'll have drinks for you, because we know you
welcome
like to drink.
Welcome to Cali and do it live. You know what I'm saying?
I'm with it. I just can't.
What you drinking? Right. So we could bring you a bottle.
Tequila, any type of tequila.
That's what we drink.
That's what we drink.
I'm an alcoholic. It ain't much that I won't drink.
Game's all here.
I'll drink anything. Booty juice. Tequila.
What is it called again?
A juice catcher. They got a trickle right down here.
Right there. Drip, all the juice.
Reason, thank you so much. And, you know, we appreciate it. We love new beginnings. And we appreciate you for chilling with us. And we look forward to seeing you in person as well.
Yes, we do.
Dope. I appreciate y'all. Thank you.
Thank you. Lip service. You didn't say it.
Lip service.